just shocked and saddened, really. Whenever anyone thought of Blackburn ice hockey, you know, they thought of Alan. He literally did anything and everything he could to promote hockey, you know, in his spare time. He didn't ever ask for anything back. Personally, I did a lot of things with Alan. Obviously, I've been on the radio with you guys. We did quite a bit going into schools and stuff. But yeah, he's just an all-round great guy. There's not a bad word anyone can say about him. And he'll be, you know, dearly missed.
He gave up so much of his time for the club, didn't he? He went home and away as much as he possibly could. Right tool a couple of weeks ago when his illness really took control.
Exactly. He, you know, like I said, he literally just lived and breathed it. It'd be very, very difficult for him to ever miss a game. He was always there doing his bit behind the scenes, which, you know, it kind of went unnoticed. But, you know, obviously now people actually realised how much he did. But, yeah, like I said, he's just a sad day, really.
Without his help, what sort of state would the club have been in over the years, would you say?
He's kind of single-handedly, you know, he got people's interest in hockey back. In, like, 2007, 2008, when the club were going through quite a bad time, he put so much work into to get sponsorship. The big things that you need to run a hockey club, he put so much effort into getting them that, you know, without it, the club wouldn't be what it is now. He's got so many big sponsorships in that help with the team. We just can't say enough about him, to be honest.
And to win some silverware a couple of years back, I know how thrilled he was with that. It must have been obvious to all of you.
Yeah, it was only this morning. I was looking at pictures, to be honest, of the team, and he was on the pictures with us. It's what he loved, it's what he wanted. And apparently, you know, he said to the rink management that he wants us to go on and win the league and the playoffs, which was quite, you know, well, I don't really need to say much about that, to be honest. So I think it's definitely going to drive us on now to do what he wished for.
So what's the plan, Chris? Do you just try and continue in as normal a state as you can and fulfil all your fixtures coming up?
Yeah, I think that's all we can do, and I think that's what Alan would want us to do, to be honest. You know, I think on Saturday there's been talks of obviously having a minute's silence and wearing our black armbands and stuff to show our respects. I'm not sure if the club are planning on doing anything. So, yeah, we've just got to... Well, it's hard to put it behind you this soon, but just got to get on with it. That's what he'd want us to do. He'd want us to just crack on and win the league and the playoffs for him. So hopefully we can do that.